about the oral organisation for 6 years. Actually, we started off as a bookstore, which we set up at Waterman's Art Centre in Brentford. And then the offer of this shop came in Acton, which was an existing bookshop, and we took over the lease there. And we tried to, unfortunately, none of us are business people, so I did learn a lot about business and finances there. We ran as a cooperative, and the idea was, and the sort of books that we stocked, and it's Red and Green gives you an idea, in that we wanted to do kind of, you know, socialist books and environmental books. So we did have a section on those. They weren't big sellers, but then we had sections, which the bookshops were doing at the time, the kind of the radical bookshops were doing. We had a gay section, we had a black section, we had a woman's section, and also we had a multicultural children's book section as well. And it was very popular, actually. The schools, a lot of the schools, there weren't many multicultural children's books at the time. And a lot of the local schools, and from all over West London, used to come there to look at our books and place orders with us. And yeah, it was quite, lots of people were interested, and we did quite a lot of conferences and bookstalls we'd go around and at meetings and conferences, anti-apartheid meetings and various community